Blog Talk Radio.
I just want you to know my love is true. Everything is all right when I'm alone with you. Hey family, this is Brian Christopher, R&B singer from Washington, D.C. Come start your day off with a little morning coffee with Flavor on Flavor News Radio.
Good morning. Happy New Year. We made it another year. Can you believe it? Oh, my goodness. I am so excited about this year. Ended really, really well. A lot of it had to do with me, though. I did a lot of work on myself and really recognized what I wanted to do differently going into this year. And it feels really, really good. But I'm trying to wake up. I'm trying to wake up, so I'm going to play some music, and I'll come back, and I'll share a few thoughts with you and this and that, but you know, it's all about the indie music still going into 2014. So, again, Happy New Year. Welcome to Morning Coffee with Flavor. I'm going to start today's show with My Family. I think it's a perfect song because, you know what, I Love My Life by Black Stax.
He was absent at best. He had a hard time loving me. I hope he never feels how that felt. But he showed me a few things I can't keep to myself. I'll share them with his grandchild, whom he has never ever met. But I wouldn't change a thing, 'cause that would change everything. Change a thing, 'cause that would change everything. Oh, I love my life. Oh, I love my life. Caused pain and misery. I lived my life as a lie and sang some truth in between. Now every day we look around, we could be someplace else. Someday we'll travel far, my friends, but for today, this is our place. Hey. Wouldn't change a thing, 'cause that would change everything. Change a thing, 'cause that would change everything.
You and I used to fit
a break, but then you said that you were wrong about it. So why now does it take so much energy to come back to me? My heart apart just to end up brainwashing my mind like a religious fanatic. And now appears that I'm waiting for Armageddon. So much has changed since I talked about fancy weddings. Do you remember the time? Go.
pleasure forever and ever. Forever embracing you, loving you, choosing you for a lifetime of pleasure forever and ever.
Good morning. It's January 1st, 2014. Ooh, I am so excited. I am so happy. I feel extremely blessed, and I hope that you feel the same way. I brought in the new year the best way possible. Home with my family, playing dominoes and cards with my kids, daddy watching the, you know, New Year's Eve celebrations on TV, and when it came that time, we all counted it in together. I feel very, very blessed. I feel very blessed. And I was thinking about this. I'm like, I don't think that I've really done this with my kids before. Either maybe they've gone out or this and that. And then I thought, you know what? Normally I work New Year's Eve. I worked for Friends of Youth. And, you know, normally I was at my job on New Year's Eve bringing it in with my clients. And so I had resigned from my job in 2013. And that's the blessing that came out of that. Another thing, another blessing came out of that is just, you know, being able to spend the holidays with my family, like straight through without having to leave and go to work or something, you know. It's a good year. I feel very, very good. I hope that you feel good too. So many possibilities in front of us. You know, I talked a lot ending the year, you know, about just kind of letting go of the junk, of the baggage, and forgiving, and forgiving self, forgiving others, and you know, going in with a new perspective, going in strong, going in with a plan. I don't think that you necessarily have to say, oh, New Year's Day, these are the changes I'm going to make. But, you know, it's kind of a tradition, right? So why not? Why not use New Year's Day as that starting point to just start something new, you know, to come up with a game plan? I think that there was a lot of growth, at least for me, in 2013. Can I say it was a great, great year? No, it wasn't. But you know what? Greatness came out of it. That's the whole thing. It's all in how you look at it. Greatness came out of it for me. So I'm excited. I played some music for you because I had to wake up. I'll be honest, I was laying in bed and like, did I schedule a show? Did I? Should I get up and check? I rolled out of bed just for you guys, and I'm glad I did. I always am. You know, even though I'm one of those people, yes, I hit that snooze button. I do. But I had to wake up. So I played some music for you. You know me. I love some indie music. That's all you're going to hear here on FM radio. And I played I Love My Life by My Family Black Stacks. Going into my boy Paris Toon and Tanya Tiet with Never. Julie Dexter with New Again. Nuwambe. Oof, one of my favorite singers with Forever. And then my girl Sister Love with Bam Bams. And then we took you all the way over to Australia when my girl Janiqua brought us Making Love. So I hope that you're enjoying the music that I'm playing. You know what? And I think I'm going to get back to playing some more for you. So just sit back, relax, and again, Happy New Year. I'm going to play, I think Just a Man by John Michael.
Baby, is that enough? I got my life, and I got my health, and if I got you, don't need nothing else. Put it on my life, come across my chest. If I say I'm here, I ain't nowhere else. Baby, I know that I can do better. I'm stacking my cheddar as fast as I can.
To Flavor News Radio, playing the best in independent music, hosted by Lady Flavor.
Got to No longer get the best of me. The time is coming gone. I've had you stay, but now I'm due. Let's say goodbye. Wear the scars so well. Salted wounds will take the time to mend. Weep a loving to the test. You've taken plenty, my cup is empty. Where's my fear? Let's say goodbye. tell you what I feel. The blame that I see is my own.
It's a new year. Happy New Year, January 1st, 2014. Yes, it is finally arrived. You know what? Did you know that you have a choice how you go about entering this year? Yeah, you've got a choice. It's all in the attitude. It's all in how you move forward. It's all in how you choose, you know, to interpret and how you choose to react. You have many more choices than you may have ever acknowledged. And I think this year is the great time, you know, to kind of step out there on the right foot. I mean, it's easy to turn around and blame others for situations and circumstances. And I'm not saying that other people don't play the role or play a role in what happens to us. But you know what? We make those choices in how we react to it. We make those choices in how we let those situations make us feel. And you know what? I'm choosing to just keep moving forward, even if I have to stop and vent and get frustrated for a minute. Get it out. I'm learning to let go very quickly now, because I know I got too much work to do. God put me on this earth for a purpose. I think that was definitely revealed to me in 2013. And when I let go and I forgave and all that, do you know some amazing doors opened up? The blessing out of all of that was I was ready to walk through. Yeah, I'm not going to say that it wasn't a little scary, but you know what? I wasn't going to let fear hold me back. And so I'm really, really excited about 2014. My kids tease me, especially my daughter Mariko. She's, you know, because her room is closest to mine. I listen to meditation tapes. I listen to motivational tapes. I listen to anything that's positive that's going to fuel my soul and my senses and my mind and all of that. And you know what? For me, it's working. I told her she needs to pay attention. She needs to pay attention so she can go into this new year, you know, just feeling good, energized, and just knowing that she can overcome anything and everything. But in this last set, I played for you John Michaels with Just a Man. My girl Monica Monet with Feelings, produced by Mud's Music. And guess what? I'm the official sponsor of the new video coming out. And it's coming out this month. It's January. It's finally here. It's coming out. Ooh, did you hear me say January 12th? But it's coming out. Feelings, the official video for Feelings by Monica Monet. Shout out to Mud's Music out there in the ATL doing some amazing work. Thank you so much, so much for your love and support on Monica's up-and-coming project, Conversations with Monica Monet, that is also releasing this year. And, yeah, I'm so excited about that. I also played our brother, Monica and my brother down there in Jacksonville, Florida, where she is, Mr. Halon Keith with Journey of Love, that she helped co-write going into Avia with Goodbye featuring Robert Glasberg. And then Candy Nicole, who is another artist that is working with Mud's Music out of the ATL with I'm Choosing You, and closing out that set with Len Walston with You Should Be Here. I hope you enjoy the music that you hear on FM radio. I love playing it for you. I love supporting the indie artists. You know, somebody, people always misinterpret the posts that I put up. They think I'm frustrated, I'm angry, I'm an artist that doesn't feel supported, da-da-da-da-da. And I'm okay. I mean, when you put yourself out there publicly, you leave things up to the interpretation of the receiver, right? But I'm like, I'm not an artist. I advocate for artists. That's what I do. I believe in the independent artists. And yeah, there's successful independent artists that are out there that are like a mainstream, right? But you know who I I'm speaking of. You know, I'm into being a part of whatever can gain the indie artists, those up and coming, those unsigned, those unknown artists, trying to be a part of providing a way for them to be in the spotlight. So that's what I do here on Flava News Radio, FM radio. Oh, I merged with Marlex Records. It'll take some doing, kind of transitioning into the FM radio, the Flava Marlex radio and all that. But you know, it's all in the same. Mark Van Cleggett has been my partner in crime for about 2 years now, actually 2 years in January, and we work very, very closely together. I handle all of his business and stuff, and he's my supporter here on the radio, and so we decided, you know, going into this new year that we were going to merge our businesses because we just do too much together. Even though he is a traveling artist and travels the world performing, you know, we do a lot, and he makes my world work. And so it's just made perfect sense to merge the two. So, yeah, we're now FM radio or Flava Marlex radio or F Marlex or however you want to see it, but it's Flava Marlex. And I'm very, very proud to take on that partnership with him. So anyway, it's all about supporting the indie artists and giving them a platform here on the radio to be heard, to, you know, having the opportunity, you know, to be exposed online. And for those of you that don't know, I am now director of A&R for Spectrum Music Group USA. We are a national and international record label with about seven record labels under the umbrella of Spectrum Music Group. I'm also head of A&R for the Urban and Hip Hop Division in Australia, so I'm really excited about that also. Some amazing opportunities have already come my way being a part of the Spectrum Music Group team. So I've got an event taking place up here in Seattle that I'm hosting for All Access Media and International Film and Music Association. It is a national conference, and I'm so excited about that. I'm crossing my fingers it's going to take place in July. It's now come down to just, you know, signing contracts and solidifying the date. So I hope to, here in the next week or two, be able to announce all of the information that you will need to know how you can be a part of this amazing national event taking place in the Pacific Northwest. I'm going to start some talent searches up here in the Pacific Northwest to, you know, find some of those top quality artists to potentially submit to Spectra for signing, and just some really, really exciting things. I'm going to be doing some educational things up here in my area around talking with the people in the community, in the industry, about what we need to do to come together to really build our community into a strong, solid, recognized nationally area that supports the art. We have amazing talents, but we're kind of like that untapped area up here in Seattle. And so I just, you know, I'm excited. There's so much going on. I'm excited to be a part of it. So thank you so much for all your support in 2013. Thank you for your support that's coming in 2014. You know, we can do this together. Let's join hands. Let's support and love one another and uplift one another, create quality music and books and all of that. And I look forward to everything that's going to be taking place. So God bless all of you. I want to close out today's show with a piece by my girl up there in Canada, in Vancouver, Canada. This is Sahara September with Can't Take the Soul.
What you thinking? How much you been drinking? Cause what I hear you saying, I don't believe. You thought I knew you, now I see right through you.